Welcome to the Dirty Lazy Girl podcast. I'm Stephanie Laska, best-selling author and creator of Dirty Lazy Keto.
And I'm Tamara Snezik, professor of sociology. We believe there are many paths, often unconventional, to achieve your goals. But we get stuck thinking we have to follow experts and fixed set of rules.
Well, as the leader of the Dirty Lazy Keto Facebook support group with over 200,000 members, I see people are hungry for a fresh approach, not just for weight loss, but to help live their very best life. Season 2 of the Dirty Lazy Girl podcast will provide lifestyle advice, lots of fun support, and practical tips to help you at home. Because you know what? You don't have to be perfect to be successful. Join us. Dun, 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 Tamara, when I try to do it all, putting on my superhero cape, Stephanie, Tamara, my body fights back.
Really?
Instead of fighting crime and getting it all done with my superhero cape, I end up completely failing. And for me, when I try to do it all, I get sick. It always happens. Tamara has seen it over and over the last 10 years, and she laughs at me every single time. So just last year, for example, I was publishing my very first Dirty Lazy Keto book. I was so exhausted from working around the clock that my immune system went completely haywire, and I got sick, and I went deaf in one of my ears. I don't know if Tamara remembers this, but
yes, I do.
For over a month, I could not hear out of my right ear at all.
Oh my gosh.
I had zero ability to hear. I went to a specialist. I had all sorts of tests done.
Yeah.
And they even talked about getting me a hearing aid.
Wow.
So that's a fun fact for all of you trying to do it all.
And that was just from stress?
It was from stress and trying to do it all. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Working too much.
It's too much. Well, I know my response when I try to do everything is I start getting really grumpy and irritable.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like just edgy and mad. I start getting mad. I get mad.
You're getting mad.
Yeah. Like, why the heck do I have to do this thing? You know, why, you know, freaking another thing on my list to do? Blah, blah, you know, then I start resenting the things I'm doing or the people I'm doing them for. You got to stay away from me.
Just there's ask some my yelling family. Going on.
Yeah. In fact, just the other morning, my colleague who works right across the hall from me was like, Tamara, you're a little grumpy this morning. Did you get your coffee? And I was like, I am.
Tell her you had to cut back on your habit. Stephanie told you to cut that habit in half.
Yeah. Well, no, it was just I was doing too much.
You're doing too much.
I was doing too much, and it comes out in grumpiness. I mean, I'm sure eventually, like over the long term, I start getting more physical symptoms like you. Mine manifests in terms of headaches. It'll start with headaches. And sometimes back aches. I'll feel when my back's hurting. I've learned to say to myself, Tamara, what's the real stress there?
Interesting.
Yeah,
and it's like you physically feel a burden, a weight on your back.
My body starts saying, you need to pay attention. And even sometimes I can get a little depressed too. When that happens, I have to stop and say, okay, you're probably doing too much. You're getting too much anxiety about it. And so, yeah, so your body, I think that's for everyone. Eventually, your body will start betraying you.
Well, we all know that trying to achieve our goals, which is what the podcast is geared toward, to help our listeners achieve their goals, we know it takes a lot of work.
Yeah.
So we want to acknowledge that.
Yeah.
But at the same time, we want to remind our listeners not to try to do all the work at once.
Right.
Right? Because that's what I do.
Right.
And don't be like me. Do it not that way.
Have a goal or two, but what we're trying to say is, are you doing too much? Do you have too many goals? Or are you trying to do it too quickly?
Or like, cram it all in a small amount of time? Or get it like, I want to lose, 50 pounds by this wedding. That's next month.
Yes.
That's not going to happen.
No. So we have to
Or when I try to write a book in a whole weekend.
Yes.
Not going to happen.
No. So we have to realize when we're being superwoman and putting on a cape when maybe we shouldn't.
Well, there's a lot of bad things can be a result if we do try to do it all. You mentioned a couple of them, like headaches, depression.
Right.
I mentioned getting sick.
Yeah.
But what about just doing an overall shitty job at everything?
Yeah. So you do nothing well.
That happens to me.
Yeah,
me too. I try to be a good parent, a good wife, a good, employee, a good writer, and then I end up doing horrible at everything.
Yes. I'm half I'm trying to say half-budding. I'm trying to say it without saying half-assed. Well, I'll just say half-assed.
I said shitty. You can say ass. Just do it.
I like half-assing my exercise and then half-assing my, you know, my teaching and half-ass because I just don't have time to do any one of them, like, great.
I get it.
So, yeah, it results in a worse job.
And then you could burn out.
Totally burn out on whatever it is, a few or all of the things. Or you get, like I am, bitter and angry. And that's not fun for the people around you. Like, if you're, especially if you're caretaking for your kids or your elderly or whatever, and you start getting resentful, they don't.
Because I blame them like it's their fault.
Yeah, they don't need that.
No, it's not fair.
No.
Well, I'm always terrified that I'm going to ruin the passion for what I really love to do. Because that happened with running. I ran 12 marathons in 5 years.
Yeah.
And it kind of ruined it for me, Tamara.
Really?
Like, now I'm over it.
Yeah.
I'm fine with not doing that again.
So maybe if you hadn't just...
I should have slowed my roll and just kind of enjoyed it a little bit rather than running, you know...
I have to do 5 marathons.
Well, I was running 120 miles a month probably for 5 years.
Yeah, that's a lot.
I burnt out.
Yeah.
So go ahead.
Well, I was just saying, so... instead of overwhelming yourself, we will look at 8 dirty lazy girl strategies for learning how to prioritize and manage your time to focus on what's really important. But first, let's take a quick break, Stephanie.
Today's podcast is brought to you by the all-new Dirty Lazy Keto Get Started Losing Weight While Breaking the Rules, which comes out on May 5th. And just to give you a little sneak preview, in Chapter 10 of the new book, I talk about how I learned to maintain 140 pounds with the secret of learning to become a better parent and spouse by taking care of myself first. I know that was not the answer you thought I would be giving. You probably thought I was going to say vegetables. But really, it's been learning to take care of myself. And how does that work? I will tell you the whole story. Check out Dirty Lazy Keto Get Started with the red dot on the cover at DirtyLazyKeto.com books.
Okay, Stephanie, so how do we stop doing it all and get what we really want? Like, how do we do that?
Well, for me, Tamara, it's all about knowing what's going on. Like, why do I want to do this? What's the goal and why?
Okay, so that's our number one.
For me, that's what matters.
Yeah.
Like, if I know what am I really trying to accomplish, then it helps me cipher through all the crap.
Okay.
Like, I don't need to volunteer on that field trip. Or I don't need to stay for 9 freaking hours at the track meet. Sorry, child of mine. You know what I mean? Like, that's...
Yeah.
I want to be there to support my kids and be there to support my husband.
Yeah.
And I want to have dinner with my family.
Yeah.
But I don't need to make the dinner from scratch every night or volunteer all day at the school events.
Yes, exactly.
I don't have to do every committee.
Yes.
Like, I need my goal... And be specific what I'm trying to accomplish and focus on that.
And maybe even just prioritize your goals. Like, okay, sure, if I have time, I'll do that. But that's the one I'll cut if I don't have time.
Totally.
Like, it doesn't mean you have to let go of every goal, but...
Well, you're jumping ahead, girlfriend. You're jumping way down there.
Did I do that?
It's okay. You are on fire today, Tamara.
So we just have to... Okay, so the first one is just to identify...
Totally.
What our most important goals are.
You have to identify that goal. But Tamara, you're just taking it away.
I guess I am. I'm kind of like...
She's excited today.
I guess so. Okay, well, let's go to number 2 so I can get back on track.
Okay.
Well, number 2 is be Santa.
I think this one's funny. Ho, ho, ho. Yeah. Well, how is that Santa-like?
Make a list and check it twice.
Well, do you make lists?
I totally make lists. In fact, that's sometimes why I get grumpy, because my list gets too long.
Yeah. No, I'm with you. My list will take up the whole page, and then there's no room.
So I think we should make a list first, but then that's when you do the evaluation of the list.
So Tamara's going to ready to number 3. So Tamara, tell us about number 3. Do it.
I'm so ahead, which is make buckets.
Okay.
Categorize and organize your to-dos. Okay, so once you get your list, I would say before I make my buckets, though, I would stop. There's some things I'll write down, and I can immediately go, no, I don't need to do that.
See, I agree with you. Once you write it down, though, doesn't it free it from your brain?
Yes, and I can actually eliminate it and not worry about it.
Yeah.
And then
I like to get it down, though.
Yes.
I like this. We're having a good discussion okay, now.
Okay, no, get it, for me, get okay. it down,
yeah.
and then cross off the ones that I after seeing it on paper, it helps. Because okay. it's out of my head. And
so
I
you get it all out on paper.
And then I say, oh, okay, this last two I don't really need to do. And I just cross them off. And then what's left I would put into buckets.
Okay.
Is that how you do it?
Hey, you know what? We are all different.
Okay.
And you are a very successful person. And that is why we do this podcast, because we want to learn
right.
what is working for different people.
So
right?
what is your, okay? So what is your process?
Well, I do similar things to what you're sharing, and okay. I love your ideas.
Okay,
I do have to get it all out on paper though, even yeah. if it's not something that's important to me, I yeah. have to write it down.
Yeah.
So I like that strategy. Yeah. Some people would say, "Oh no, you can't only write down the important yeah. stuff," but it sounds yeah. like we both write down. Everything, huh?
Yeah, but just cross off what I don't. But even just the point is, you're doing something that's going to force you to think about it more and like put in front of you what you need to do.
What you need to do.
Yeah, so because you can't evaluate what you don't have in front of you.
So number four.
Okay.
Evaluate.
Right.
And Tamara was sharing, like reading the list and yeah. starting to edit it.
Yes.
Seeing what's actually important to you. Crossing out things that are not important to you or maybe distracting from your goal
mm-hmm.
and like highlighting the items that are most important to you and doing those jobs first or no. What do you think?
Yeah, I would. I mean, it depends. Like, you could just tackle it one bucket a day, right? And, edit down like, okay, what, like, let's say you did a bucket of here's housework things and here's school and here's work or whatever. And then once you're in those, like, let's say the housework, you can edit it, what's really important, and then do those things that have the priority within a bucket.
I think it depends on what works for okay. you, right?
Yeah.
I don't think there's one, would you agree, there's not one no. strategy that's going to work for everybody.
Yes.
And some people might say, I cannot write a stupid list to save my life.
Yeah.
Some people might say, I don't want to write down everything I have to do.
Yeah.
And that's fine, too.
Yeah.
We're just trying to offer up maybe some things that have helped Tamara
yeah.
and I.
Yeah.
In our
because if the life. Problem is doing too much, you kind of need to see what you're working with to know what to cut off. You know what I mean? That's the
whole... So you just had this aha moment.
Yes. Yes. So I'd say even if you don't like writing it down, I would give it a try.
Uh-huh.
Because it'll force you to see, oh my gosh, I have 20 things to do. I've got to get something off there or I'm going to go crazy and start getting headaches.
So how do you figure out like what's important and what's not?
Yeah, that's...
Because I think that's the biggest issue, right? Like I had a yes. girlfriend, we used to be teachers together,
yeah.
and she would be like late at night, you know, 9 o'clock at night going to the drugstore up and down the crafts yeah. aisle looking for stuff for her lesson plan the next day.
Yeah.
And she would be there, Tamara, to like
yeah.
from 9 to like 10:30 yeah. at night.
Yeah.
And I kept thinking,
yeah,
like, why are, like,
yeah,
at what point, how do you figure out what has to be done?
Yes. So I think once you see your list and then you say, okay, I've got 8 hours to do this list or whatever, if you have a daily list or whatever you set your timeline. Okay. Let's say it's preparing a lesson. Like, let's uh-huh. go with your example. So to avoid, you know, staying up till midnight, losing sleep because
yeah.
you're, you know, you say, I'm going to give myself an hour to put this project together and then
that's
then
it.
I'm done.
I like that.
I've done that because I have the same thing as a teacher. I have the same thing. I can spend all day refining a lesson plan or mm-hmm. a lecture. So
it's easy to get lost in a task.
It's easy to. So I say to myself, I'm only spending till 9 o'clock and then I'm shutting it down.
Mm-hmm.
And it's
and
just,
even setting a timer, I'll do that on my
yes.
watch.
And it won't be perfect, but nope. I don't have time. I just don't have time.
One of my greatest mantras, because you know mm-hmm. I love my mantras, mm-hmm. is that done is better than perfect.
Yes.
And my husband's the opposite. He always wants everything perfect.
Yeah.
So when we're writing books, it's a real struggle together because
yeah.
he's trying to get everything perfect.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to finish it.
Yeah.
Obviously, you need a compromise between
yes.
the two.
Yes.
But it's hard because we sometimes disagree on what the
yeah.
priorities are.
Yes.
But it sounds like you set a time limit. Do you ask yourself questions?
Yeah.
To try to figure out what's important and what's not?
Yes. So obviously I don't want to do crappy work.
Yeah.
From, you know, turn in at my workplace. But at the same time, I'm only getting paid so much and I only have so many resources. So what time do I have to do the best that I can within that time? And it won't be probably what I really, really want, like perfection, but I have to be okay with that. Because life is too short.
It is too short.
I can't spend till midnight. Because what will happen is I'll start losing sleep. And it won't be perfect at midnight anyway.
No, it never is.
So for me, it's asking the question, you know, how much time do I have? Uh-huh. How much time do I want to spend on it? And what is it taking away from if I don't stick to that timeline?
See, I really like that last question about what is the cost of doing this? Because there's always a negative. Like, for example, I talked about my daughter's track meets. She wants, you know, she wants me to come. I want to be there to see her run. But I don't need to be there for 10 hours.
No.
I go to watch her run, but that's it.
Yeah.
Because I know that the cost of me spending 10 hours there is time I could be spent also, you know, helping my other kids or my spouse or myself.
Yes. Because those of you who don't know, track meets are an entire day.
And well, all sports are, right? I mean, you are constantly going to
sports things. Like the volleyball tournaments are a whole weekend.
I can't do that.
Yeah. And my husband and I talk about trading. He'll take one weekend and I take one weekend for that very reason. Like, that way she still has somebody there.
Yeah.
But then we don't sacrifice a whole weekend of, you know, all those tasks around the house and groceries and laundry.
And it's a surprise. I mean, granted, the you're talking about an away game.
Yeah.
That's a little different. Mine's like down the street.
But
I don't want our listeners to think our children are being abandoned.
No.
But we're asking ourselves, what is our goal? What are we trying to accomplish?
Yeah.
We're trying to make it all happen as much as possible, but at the same time prioritizing what's most important to us.
Yes. And it's a hard thing.
It is a hard
thing. But I said, like you said, the best question is, what am I sacrificing or what are the costs?
What is the cost of doing reorganizing my closet when I have a deadline tomorrow?
Yes.
Which I do.
Yes. That's why my closet looks like crap.
No, I'm saying I reorganized my closet.
Oh, you did instead
at the expense of doing my work.
See, that's
what I do.
Well, and that's, I guess that's one, like I want, my closet right now is disgusting, but I say to myself, I don't have the time and to do it. And I will have to sacrifice time with my kids for a clean closet. To me, that's not worth it. But to have that conversation with yourself.
Right. And I get down that rabbit hole. Yes. That's what I call it, the rabbit hole.
It is a rabbit
hole. Or I'll get mad at myself. Like, I haven't done my photo album for last year.
Yeah.
Then I'm like, who cares?
Yeah.
No one cares if my photo album is done.
Yeah. Well, this kind of leads into our step five, right? Okay. Or were we already on five?
We're just all, we are so excited about this topic, Tamara, because you and I are struggling with this.
Because number five.
Let's be honest.
Seriously.
For me, this is probably the hottest issue, and that's why I wanted to talk about it today. Is I keep trying to do everything, and I'm really tired.
Me too. And so number five was question, does this really need to get done? Maybe yes, but maybe not. And I'll tell you, Stephanie, what I've come to the conclusion in just my own, you know, reflection is housework can take a backseat to everything. So I've just decided I live in a messier house than I want to. I mean, you just can't, there's dog hair everywhere. It's embarrassing. But I decided I can't, I've asked the question, does this need to be done? Yes, but not at the expense of, you know, going to my daughter's concert or having a, you know, a good lecture in my class. So that by asking that question, it just forces
it
me.
Clarifies it clarifies your intention. Yeah.
It does. And what matters.
Yeah. I remember, not that I want to be, you know, we try to protect some of our innocent family members that don't want to be part of our stories here. You know, but like sometimes things in the morning where a family or someone asked me to do something and I've said no because I need to exercise.
Yeah.
And I know that sounds really selfish and maybe people might judge me, but for me, making sure that I exercise in the morning is more important than anything.
Yes.
And I'm willing to do that at the expense of some of these other tasks.
Yes.
Like driving their backpack or their whatever they forgot. They can get it later.
Yes.
Or their project. They can turn it in later.
Yes.
I'm sorry, but I'm not doing it right now.
Yes. Yeah. I think that's great. And it's just that clarity that you have.
It's the mental clarity, the focus.
Yeah. And just like forcing yourself to sit down and say, okay, how important is exercise and what am I willing to give up?
Or your deadline or whatever it is.
It is.
Well, another technique our listeners can try, and this is, Tamara loves this one.
Number six,
delegate.
I do. I'm not good at it, but
you are very good at it. You're always telling me.
Certain things.
You totally do this. You're like, make someone else do that job.
I know. Well, like with the housework, I can always hire someone. I haven't done that yet, but we did finally hire someone to mow the lawn. And to be honest, it's been a huge help.
That's amazing.
Like, yeah, because that's not my priority, but I don't want to, you know, obviously you can't have 5 foot tall grass in here.
You can't do it all.
So we did do that, but, You know, like, and that's what I wish I would have done looking back when my kids were younger, is hire more babysitters so that my husband and I can prioritize, like, date night. We've discovered that later in life. So now we have date nights because she can stay home by herself. But before that, we didn't. And I wish I had
delegated. Had done a little bit more delegating with the childcare.
Yeah, childcare.
I can understand that one.
Yeah.
That's a tough one. Well, learning for me when I did delegate or hire or ask someone to help, I had to learn, Tamara, that they're going to do it differently than me.
Yeah.
That's something I struggle with.
Maybe not as good as you think.
Or just different. Doesn't matter if it's good or bad. It's going to be different, and that's got to be okay.
Yeah. Because it's like having your kids do some of the chores, which is a good thing for them, but they never do
they're
it
gonna
the way.
They're going to do it different.
Yeah.
That's okay.
Yeah.
Number seven.
Downtime.
We just did the sleep episode, number 10 of season 2, and also the chill out episode, number 11 of season 2.
Yeah.
Everybody knows that Stephanie does not sleep or chill out.
So you have to actually, again, this is about being mindful and being aware that this should be one of your priorities.
It should.
Yeah.
Whenever I say should, I know I'm not going to do it.
I know. Okay. It is a priority.
That's why we're doing the episode today about the superhero cape. Yeah.
Because
take it off.
As we talked about in Chill Out and Sleep, those two episodes, if you don't, it makes your health and everything else terrible. Mm-hmm. And I'll start getting resentful of all the stuff I'm doing. So, you know, it's like one more thing to put on the list and put in a bucket. Try to figure out how to do it.
It's not going to be necessarily spontaneous.
No.
You've got to schedule. I know I've shared. It's embarrassing.
Or I won't do it.
I got to schedule it. I got to schedule the downtime. Yes. It's got to be a priority for me or it won't happen.
Yes. I need to do it right now. I'm feeling overwhelmed at work. And I can feel it.
You're getting angry? Are you going to start yelling?
Yes. So I should.
I'm sorry, what? I can't hear you because my ear is going deaf.
No, seriously. So, you know, I need to tell myself, okay, find an hour, just somewhere, find an hour.
Take
and
a nap.
Chill. Take a friggin' nap or whatever, you know.
Anything that works for you.
Pedicure, all those ideas we gave you in past episodes.
It's true.
You know, so just as, you know, superwoman, we can't be.
No, we
even
can't.
Even superwoman had to have downtime herself.
She had to.
Yeah.
It's just like, Tamara, this weekend is my ukulele club, and I haven't missed a session. I've been going for over a year, and I can already sense, I can sense that I was going to cut it because I have to go to the library and do a presentation right after.
Yeah.
And I'm nervous because I do a big talk about dirty, lazy keto at the county library. But I don't want to cut my ukulele. I love going. So I'm going to go. I'm committing.
You'll go to your library thing all refreshed.
I'll be all stressed out. But who cares if I'm not giving myself time?
The ukulele will make you feel better.
That's what I love to do. So I'm going.
Good for you. So our final one is 8. Go time.
Do it.
What does that mean?
Well, you've got your plan. You've streamlined your jobs.
Yeah.
You've delegated.
Yeah.
You've prioritized.
Yeah.
So the last step is to do what you actually love to do.
Yeah.
And get it done.
Yeah. Get it done. Follow your plan.
Follow the plan. I mean, taking off your superhero cape is not about... I mean, you're trying to do more with less.
Yeah.
So by getting rid of all the garbage, you can actually focus and enjoy on what you're planning to do.
And go for it.
And go for it. That's an easy one.
So listeners, let us know what helps you stay focused and not get overwhelmed. You can tell us by emailing Stephanie@DirtyLazyKeto.com or via Facebook or Instagram at Dirty Lazy Keto. And before we get to our personal favorite hacks, why don't we take a final break?
Today's episode, as you know, is brought to you by my new book, Dirty Lazy Keto, Get Started Losing Weight While Breaking the Rules, which comes out on May 5th. And just to give you a little sneak peek, this book is not just about what to eat. Half of the book is, but the other half shares practical tips to help you overcome the challenges that I am confident you will be facing during your own weight loss journey. And I know... because I experienced them all. So I'm right there with you. I was able to overcome the odds and maintain my weight loss for 7 years with all of these strategies. Learn how with Dirty Lazy Keto, get started losing weight while breaking the rules.
Okay, let's get to our hacks, Stephanie.
Well, this one, I know I was joking earlier about my superhero cape. But it's fun to include somebody else under the cape.
Yeah.
And I know that sounds a little dirty and maybe lazy, I don't know. But the truth is, I've been really surprised to learn how fun it is to partner with other people on big projects. Mm-hmm. And I've learned a lot about myself, and I feel like I'm doing a better job by partnering. Mm-hmm. And an example is the podcast.
Aww, yeah.
Originally, I had done all the research and started to plan doing this by myself. Mm-hmm. And then I thought, no, if there's one person I would want to do a podcast with, it would be Tamara.
Aww.
And so by partnering up with Tamara here, I mean, wouldn't you all agree, listeners, that she's awesome?
Well, and then also it's less work. You can, you know, it's a way of delegating too.
Well, and we've become little experts on different areas.
Yeah.
And it's helped us grow personally and professionally.
Yeah.
And I love working with Tamara. She's awesome.
And I'm grateful because I got to get in on all the fun.
It is a lot of fun.
Yeah. Okay, so my hack is to let go of perfectionism, and we've said this probably many times. Part of the superhero syndrome that comes out is because you're wanting perfection. So, you know, ask yourself, does it have to be perfectly clean, the house? And does it have to be perfectly clean 24/7? And the answer is no. Dinner doesn't, like you said, mentioned before, dinner doesn't have to be, you know, a perfectly 2-hour homemade casserole every night. It doesn't have to be. So, you know, when you're revising an email, you don't have to say everything perfectly. Just get it out. So I guess it's just reminding yourself to not be a perfectionist and just go forward without that.
So listeners, whether you're training for a marathon, going back to school, or trying to lose 40 pounds, we know these goals require a lot of hard work. But these ambitions, they won't happen on their own. We don't want you distracted or worse, exhausted and dying at the finish line. So don't let busy work or martyrdom get in the way. Take off your superhero cape and get started achieving what matters. We believe in you and we are here to support your path to awesomeness. Everything is awesome.
Everything is awesome.
Thanks for listening to another episode of the Dirty Lazy Girl podcast.
And don't forget to visit dirtylazyketo.com where you can join the conversation and gain access to all kinds of free content to help you on your dirty lazy journey.
If you enjoyed today's podcast, consider supporting us by subscribing, rating, and reviewing us on Apple Podcasts.
Be sure to stay tuned for our next Dirty Lazy Girl podcast where we give you even more tips and support.
You don't have to be perfect to be successful.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.